You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Why Not Mint Money podcast. Today I connect with my colleague Anil Potse, who was earlier working as a relationship manager at HDFC Mutual Fund. He talks about the rampant mis-selling of financial products in the corporate sector and how we as individuals can safeguard ourselves.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Anil, how are you? What's going on now there?
Hi Sachin. I'm good. This is going good.
So for folks who don't know, Anil recently joined our team. So, he's not from a journalism background. He came from the finance background. And today we call him so that we can understand how the business of mutual fund works, right? So Anil was working as a relationship manager at HDFC Mutual Fund. And he was involved, selling a lot of mutual funds to high net worth individuals. So Anil, how was the journey like? And also tell us why you decided to shift career path and join Mint.
Thanks for the introduction, Sachin. So I wanted to tell you that I started beginning my career with ICICI Asset Management, right? So there I was assisting people on the direct, people who invested in direct mutual funds. Usually they were HNIs and enterprise, understanding their needs, helping them with the right asset allocation. So the experience was quite interesting. So I can say joining an asset management, especially catering to HNIs, I realized that HNIs are not really someone who are looking for some exotic products, right? They're not someone who want products which can deliver them 20, 30 or 40% kind of a return, right? Yeah, so they're looking for products which make their life simple, right? Like hybrid funds, right? Where their money is very well diversified across all asset classes, across all market caps. And that is the reason why hybrid funds have a large AUM in the MF industry, right? So you have to talk very less about it. It sounds convenient to them. The idea is diversified, right? That way you make sure that the portfolios are spread across all asset classes. Some hybrid funds also offer not just diversification across all asset classes or market caps, but also global diversification.
But Anil, why did you decide to join journalism? I mean,
coming to that. So, the way when someone joins sales, right? So I joined sales as a relationship manager. Your core part of your work is to do sales, make a sale, right? So I'll tell you, to start a sale, you need to make calls. You call a couple of calls and set up a few meetings with the HNIs, right? So like everyone struggles, I also struggled to, get calls or to get meetings, right? So the way I started, HNIs don't have time, right? They have a very less time. And if you are an HNI, you get 50 calls a day and everyone's trying to sell you something. Everyone's trying to get a meeting. So, the way I dealt with this part is, so let's understand what an HNI means. Okay. So, there are HNIs usually when they are, they'll be either working in some, they will be either working in a very senior position at some companies or they might be having their own business, right? So here, as an RM, how can you solve something or do something or add value to their life, right? So, what I used to do, okay? So any major event happening, why don't I break down all the complexities of this event into simpler points and send it to them? Okay, so this is something I did, okay? On a week-on-week basis, right? On a month-on-month basis. I realized, these investors are paying attention to me. Now they're receiving my calls, okay? Now they're this guy is calling, he has been sending me some insights, so let me listen to him what he has to say. Okay, so then that's how the success started a little bit at the start. So it kept on going on for, let's say, for almost a year and a half with ICICI as a friend. So I realized, okay, so let's understand, I'm good at this thing. So, you know, everyone has their own strategies, right? Someone might be good at, their voice. So when someone picks their call, the voice is so good enough that you want to speak them more, you want to listen to them more. So the way I went about connecting with HNIs was this, okay? Just writing insights. So I just thought, and slowly I realized, I also like to do this with my colleagues or co-workers, okay? So we used to gather, right? Okay, so then people were like, okay, let's gather and let's, Anil, unfortunately, I had a boss who was very much, I would like to give, this boss, my first boss in ICICI, he was a guy who very much insisted me upon, okay, you need to know what you have to speak. You need to be very updated. So that helped me create a sense of, okay, you need to have knowledge. Whenever you're going something, you need to make sure that you don't waste people's time. So you need to add value in how much ever time they give you. So, you know.
Yeah. Interesting, Anil. So basically, you were interested in, you know, how to convey information in a very lively way so that people are interested in it. Like, and
Correct.
And basically,
not just investors, but also co-workers. Yeah.
Interesting. So, that eventually, you know, meant transitioning to journalism field. And obviously, now you're part of our team, yes, Mint Personal Finance, and
yes,
we get to do the same thing, right? Yeah, guiding people.
Get to do the same thing. Yeah, guiding people around and helping individuals make better financial decisions. So that's what we thrive for here.
But Anil, like, you have to spill some beans for us now, since you're in this field and no longer a relationship manager. So why don't you tell us some secrets? You know, how do you get people to invest more and more money with you? So basically, when you go to meet someone, how do you talk to them so that they, you know, pick out the highest amount of check, you know, and then invest with you, and probably you can share, you know, some of the times. Actually, why don't you do this? You know, why don't you share the time when you got the highest check from a HNI, and maybe, you know, run with us how you convinced that guy to put in so much money.
So, see, you have to be very, what I can say, legit. You have to be very authentic. You have to, it's like understanding their needs first. You need to listen to them first, okay? And then you don't have to just appear there. And I know product is a very important part. But what comes first is what are their needs, okay? So, they might be, what are they looking for? You need to hear from them. You need a lot of time. Different people, some people might have already have in their mind what they want to buy. It depends from people to people. So the highest check for me was, you can say, someone who wanted to put, so it was back then in October 2021 when markets were rallying, and so if people are not aware, from October 2021 the FIIs started withdrawing all the money, right? So markets started either consolidating or they were corrected. So in the peak of the market, this person, this investor told me, okay, you know what, I have this about 8 to 10 odd crores I need to invest, and tell me, I want to, and already markets had given a good amount of return, like almost people doubled their money in that 1 year. Okay, so we told him, okay, how much of your portfolio already is in equity? And that time the P levels were much higher than today. Okay, so we made him understand all that. For him, it was quite difficult to understand, is because when markets are rallying, it's difficult to convince yourself that markets are correcting. Right, and the opposite also is true. When markets are correcting, it's difficult to make yourself understand that markets will pick up now. Right, so the greed and fear, the entire greed and fear, we come back, the basics would be what we always big investors talk about. So okay, so we built, we went, and okay, he was already about 95% in equity. We suggested him to, you know, kind of be a little bit on cash, have some arbitrage, have some liquid fund, do partially book your profits and things like that. And if you have a view of, let's say, another 5 or 6 years, it's not a problem, you know, putting in all your money into equity funds. But then he was someone who was looking forward to expect the same kind of returns, in next, let's say, 2-3 years, which is not possible. So we basically manage. You need to understand their needs. Number one, you need to manage their expectations. Number three, you need to understand their asset allocation and give them the right product. So the product comes in the last. So, you know, that's how you get to get someone invest with you and trust you. So if you are authentic, they can trust you. And versus, like I told you, there are different experiences. Some people might be very sure what they want. So you have to be very transactional there. But most people, according to me, are looking for solution, looking for someone who can understand their needs, someone who can make their life easier in the minimum time. Like, we took a lot of time discussing this, but HNIs, you have to be really quick and you have to be really prepared when you get there. Okay.
Yes, because they are very busy people and, you know, they wouldn't want to waste too much time on understanding other parts of, you know, his life. So yes,
yeah, that's and what someone who wants, and someone who is starting as a career as a relationship manager, right? You won't get to make your few set of HNIs who are giving you regular business. You need to reach out a lot of HNIs in the start, and then you make a set of HNIs, 20-30 set of HNIs who are giving you business on the regular basis, right? It will take about 6 months or to 1 year. Not just a relationship manager, but also someone who wants to start their distribution business. The logic works the same. You need to have quantity first, then you get to have a set of quality clients, and then they give you referrals and you source more. That's how it works. So initially there is a struggle for 6 months to 1 year. You'll have a hard time sourcing HNIs who are giving you business on the regular basis. So once you've sourced, once you have that relationship established, then you take a backseat, you relax a bit, you then focus on references and sourcing new clients, and you focus on servicing them and focus on knowledge part. That's how it works.
Got it, Anil. And Anil, let's also talk about another very interesting topic, right? Which is, you know, a lot of people say this, but this is the hard truth, right? When banks go to sell products, they don't want to sell much mutual fund because they hardly get how much? 0.5 commission, 50 basis point, or hardly 1% as commission, right? But on the other hand, when you sell insurance, commission can be as high as 30%, right, of the 30%. Premium.
Yeah. I just said. So, when I started working with HDFC Asset Management, right, so I used to look after, let's say, banks and distribution. So, whenever I used to visit banks, I'm not sure about the commission, how much the percentage of the commission they get, but they have this something called as, you know, how much credit you get when you sell a product, right? So, the insurance is the topmost product where they sell, where they have the maximum credit. And even in the insurance, they have the topmost credit for selling the guaranteed plans, right? Where your money
so
is invested.
How much is this credit for? So let's say if you sell a mutual fund, regular mutual fund plan, how much is the credit point? And how much is the credit point for selling a guaranteed, insurance plan?
I'm not unaware of, I'm making a rough figure, you know, yes. So it is usually 80-90% is what the credit which they get. Internally, and basis of that, their incentives are decided. Their all those things are decided. Their incentives, some either promotion, everything. So versus in mutual funds case, I it's very negligible, like maybe 1% or less than that. That's how it works. So even the bank doesn't pass on much commissions to the RMs, bank RMs. It's just the credit they receive basis on that their incentives and promotion. So that's how it pretty much works. And so there is a reason why when you go to a bank, they will prefer, the bank RM will prefer selling you the guaranteed insurance plan first, because that gets him or her the maximum incentives and make sure that, okay, he's promoted also. So banks usually, is what I have experienced, a few bankers will suggest you mutual funds, is what I've experienced. And to all the listeners who are listening to this, if you think, you know, if this is not true, maybe you can visit the nearby bank and explore investment options there. So yeah, that's how it is. That's the reason why they don't push for mutual funds much, because there's very the revenue there is very less for them.
Interesting.
But I think yes, but I strongly think if we have a little push from the bank, we can take the AUM of the MF industry from to the next level. If there is a little push from the banks, which they are playing anyways, but yeah, I think there should be a little more contribution from there.
And Anil, Yes, we have so far talked about your previous career life, so to say, but how are you liking journalism field? You have been in this profession for how much? Maybe 20, 25 days?
It's been a month. I can say I've written four stories. It's been a month.
Awesome. So how are you liking the transition?
So it's a great transition, Sachin, is all I'd like to say. So this is what I've always, what I can say, thought about, okay, someone who is informing and helping individuals make better financial decisions. It's a good thing to do. I mean, it's a good thing to, when you get people's messages that, okay, you know what, you covered this. It's a really helpful for us. And lot of, and you're making difference in a lot of people's lives, right? So when you write something which can really help people make better, it makes a difference, and it gives you that satisfaction. So that's how it's going so far. And yeah, the transition is quite good. And already the good part is because I come from, because I've worked with two biggest asset managers, okay, in the country, that makes things for me very relatable. I've also experienced a little bit in insurance side working with, working in an asset management. So yeah, things are quite much relatable for me, unless versus a journalist who has just joined Mint, and me coming from industry, I can release things pretty much easier. What I have to write and what is being asked and what are the needs, what would people like to read, all these things.
That's a very big advantage you have, right, Anil? Because you understand what's happening on the ground and you can write a lot of stuff with practical knowledge.
Yes.
But Anil, all that is fine, but you would have heard people saying the finance job pays a lot more than what journalists can earn. So what do you feel about that?
See, it's I'll tell you. So ultimately, it boils down to, okay, what do you exactly need in life, right? You are completely right. A bank RM gets to make a lot of money than what a finance journalist can make. But because he is doing all the hard work, he's on the ground, he's reaching out people. It, and things can get stressful at times when he's not meeting the targets, all those things. So you need to really understand what you exactly need in life. Okay? If something, helping people making better financial decisions gives you satisfaction, okay, go for it. But you think life is all about helping individuals staying on the ground and making that extra money. So, okay, yeah, you can become a banker. So you need to assess what are you exactly needing in life. So yeah, both are important jobs, I can say. Both are really, really important jobs. Someone who is a bank RM or a distributor, they are playing a big role in reaching out, helping people make aware about what are mutual funds. And even we are playing an important role. So I think, you know, we are there for each other. And country needs both, right? The ecosystem, BFSI ecosystem needs both.
Anil, so last question. For someone who is a beginner, who doesn't know much about, you know, how to invest and, you know, what are mutual funds, insurance. So what are some actions he or she can take, you know, as a first step to, you know, start understanding this complicated, you know, world of
good
financial markets? So would you recommend any book, movie or something?
Yeah, so not a book or movie exactly. What I'll recommend is people to just keep things simple in the beginning. Go for index funds. Okay. So, Mr. Warren Buffett said, when you don't understand anything, go for index funds. Observe things. Two ideas I'd like to suggest for someone who is beginning. One, number one is index funds. Just buy Nifty 50 index. Observe how it goes. Okay. Do an SIP or buy invest in funds like FlexiCap fund. Where your money is diversified across all market caps. You have the large, mid and small cap. So FlexiCap or indexes, investing is what I'd like to suggest. And the very first story I did was on how endowment plan, if you have an endowment plan versus if you have term plan and a mutual fund. So the end result is going to be great if you have a term plan and the mutual fund. So for someone who is in their 20s or just started working, I would suggest them to keep things simple. Buy in, just go ahead and buy index, because that comprises of the best 50 stocks of the economy, the best 50 companies. So yeah, these top 50 companies comprises of everything which you are, you know, using on a day-to-day basis. So trust it, invest in the companies, which products you use. That is going to be much a better option. Then you can go, when time passes, you can understand your needs better, and then you can make some few changes in the portfolio. But till that time, you don't understand things. You want to invest, go for index funds, go for flexicap funds. And on the insurance part, I'm very less aware of the insurance, but okay, I highly recommend people. They should only, if they don't have dependents, I don't think it makes sense to buy an insurance. But then if they have dependents, it makes very much sense to buy a term plan, okay, where the premiums are lesser and the cover is on the higher side. Some people might say that, okay, you know what, if you buy a term plan, you don't get any money till the time, till the term period ends. But then I would like to tell people that insurance is a trust protection tool. It's not an investment tool. If you want to invest, go ahead with mutual funds. So yeah, that pretty much sums up everything for someone who wants to start investing and getting insurance for the first time. Yeah.
Got it. So the main takeaway is, you know, keep things simple, invest in passive fund and insurance, the insurance purpose and investments should be separate from them. Mm. So keep investment and exactly. Insurance separate and, you know, have a separate pool for it.
Right. People end up making mistake, like they go for guaranteed plans where the banker or the distributor, anyone who promises them this is the product which is helping invest as well as keeping you secure, but then the IRR is very less, hardly beats inflation. So yeah, that's the whole message that I would like to convey to someone who wants to start investing.
Got it. So Anil, thank you so much for coming to this show, and you know, people, you can check him out.
My pleasure, Sachin.
And you can, you know, follow him on LinkedIn and Twitter. And from now on, yes, he would be writing for Mint Personal Finance. And you can check out what he writes. And hopefully, he will stick with us for very long. Thank you so much, Anil. And hope to see you some other time again.
Yes, good to see you. Yeah.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic, then you can reach out to me on Twitter. I go by the username @SachinNJ or LinkedIn using my full name, that is Sachin Ningthau Khongjam. We would be happy to take your suggestions. That's all from our side. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.